This is episode 53 of the Great Speech Podcast on how to communicate with simplicity.
Let's go.
It's a Great Speech Podcast for the public speakers. We're going way down deep to look at what makes a communicator. We'll look at all different topics from the bottom to the top. So get your mind free of all the distractions and please listen up.
It's the Great Speech Podcast.
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 Thanks, Dad. So welcome back, my great communicators. How are you guys doing? I hope you are well. Yes, I am Kolarele Shunaike, back with another episode of the Great Speech Podcast, focused on, well, this whole podcast is part of my ongoing efforts in my search for an answer to the question of how can we all be better communicators. Communication changes the world. It saves the world. As of recording this, I hear the Ukrainians and Russian negotiators seem to have reached some sort of result or resolution or accommodation that will lead to a ceasefire. That is an example of communication. At the end of the day, however many bombs you drop, we still have to find a way to speak and communicate if we're actually going to take the steps forward. So that is what this podcast is about, finding ways that we can all be better communicators. I am, of course, Kolarele Shunaike, your communication super skills coach. My work is all about that. So scroll down in the show notes to find all the different links where you can get in touch with me or some of the mountains of free stuff that I put out. I actually had a client who are coming to me for some work who actually said to me, hey, I've listened to your podcast and it's all great. Why should we hire you? Actually, a genuine question that I was asked. Now, of course, the answer I always give is yes, there is always free information out there and you should always look to take advantage of that knowledge before you go to a coach or a trainer or anything like that. But what you will actually find is when you see how much information there is out there, what you come to or go to with a coach or a trainer or a professional is for the expert knowledge, the expert advice that helps you actually translate all of that knowledge and information into actionable insights and things that you personally can implement. So that is why a coach makes a difference. So if you do need help with your communications and you know that it's time for that step that will help you make a difference, scroll down, find all the various links to get in touch with me. Most people take the option of the session that I have, the free session where you can literally speak directly with me and get advice. And I kind of talk to you about what I do, what you're struggling with, how I can help, that kind of stuff. So today's episode is on the topic of simplicity. So let's start, as always, with the quote of the episode. And that is, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, by Leonardo da Vinci, the great, I was going to say painter, but of course he's more than that. He's a polymath. He was an engineer, an architect, a war engineer and scientist. He studied biology, would carve open cadavers, carve open dead bodies to study their muscle structure so that he could paint better, you know, things like that. So simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, because we are today talking about how to communicate with simplicity. And as always with these how-to series, I divide them into three main parts. The first is why that topic is important. So I'm going to talk to you about why simplicity is such an important part of communication that you should really focus on and master. The second is what. So what exactly is simplicity? We kind of know, we think what it means, but actually I want to break it down so that you understand what it is you're trying to achieve, because then you're much more likely to actually achieve it. And then, of course, the final part is how you actually go about doing it. So what can you do so that when you're trying to communicate and you know you want to keep it simple because you understand why that's important now, you actually know how to go about doing that. So those are the three parts that we're going to cover today. So without any further ado, let's get on with it, starting with the why. Why is simplicity in communication so important? And really what I would say is the important thing is to understand that the essence of communication, the essence of effective communication, is to share information with another person in a way that they truly understand and respect, right? That's what you've got to achieve when you are communicating. That's the essence of it. And so it means that the key is that your message has to be understood, not that you have to transmit it and that is sufficient. That isn't communication. That is just saying stuff. Communication is actually the receipt and the understanding of that message. So it is really, it happens at the other end. You know, think of it like speaking on the phone. You know, you may pick up the phone, dial, and you know, if you've had that experience of speaking, calling someone and speaking, you start speaking, then suddenly you realize that the answer machine is actually what's speaking back to you, right? Not the person, or there's no one at the other end, but you were speaking anyway. That's you putting out the information, but nobody being there to receive and understand it. So you've got to think about communication as how it is understood, how it is received. And that then takes you to why simplicity is so important, because if you want to ensure that the other person truly understands and respects the message that you are sharing, you have to make sure that it is simple enough for them to understand. If it is too complex, your meaning will be lost, confused, misunderstood, or just completely missed. So that is why, part of why simplicity is so important. Or if you think of it in the opposite way, think if the essence was to communicate in a complex or complicated way, it would mean you're kind of guaranteeing that you would be sowing confusion and uncertainty and misinterpretation in the minds of others, because it will be difficult for them to properly digest the information that you are sharing. The other reason that simplicity is important, why it's so important, is that we actually have, and there's been a lot of study towards this, we actually have a bias towards simplicity. We have a bias towards simplicity. So an excellent book actually that kind of talks about this is a book by Daniel Kahneman called Thinking Fast and Slow. And I think he won Nobel Prize for Economic Theory or something like that. And what he said is, look, a general law of least effort applies to cognitive as well as physical exertions. The law asserts that if there are several ways of achieving the same goal, people will eventually gravitate to the least demanding course of action. In the economy of action, effort is a cost, and the acquisition of skill is driven by the balance of benefits and costs. Laziness is built deep into our nature. So what he's basically saying, Daniel Kahneman, is that by nature, we need things, we want things to be as easy as possible. And we will seek out the things that are easier to do, or in this case, to understand. So if your communication style is complex and difficult to digest, you are going to be running up against that psychological approach that human beings have, which is to shy away from things that are difficult and complex. Doesn't mean we can't do it, but it is not naturally what we want to do. So to be an effective communicator, you have to make your communication simple to understand. It is also easier to remember. Things that are simple are easier to remember than those that are extremely complex, or those that, gosh, this is me whacking my microphone again. those that take a long time to work out. Very simple example. Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, one of the most famous speeches ever given. I personally think pound for pound it's the greatest speech ever given, because it was came in at 272 words, which is about 2 minutes worth of speaking. And yet it was really a large part responsible for cementing the idea of representative government. You know, he said, this is government of the people, by the people, for the people. It was that speech. Question is, do you remember, or do people know who spoke before Abraham Lincoln? No, you don't. Now, it was actually a very noted orator of his time called Edward Everett. He was a pastor, he was a politician, and he spoke for, I think, about an hour or something. Nobody remembers what he said. Whereas Abraham Lincoln comes in, gives a 2-minute speech, and that is what everyone remembers. Simplicity, and it's a very, although the ideas are important and grand, he delivers it in a very simple, easy to understand kind of language, which is why it has had such a massive impact and has stood the test of time. The other thing to remember is this, that complexity doesn't necessarily connote intelligence or even competence. And I know, especially if you are in the corporate world, there's this urge to prove your worth by being more complicated and complex than you probably know that you need to be, because you think, wait, the more I look complex, the more I look complicated, the more they will assume that I'm more competent, the more they will see that, oh, this must be really difficult because I don't even understand what this person's saying. Wrong. Actually, the ones that we respect the most are those that are able to make what looks complicated simple to understand. So again, that is part of why simplicity is so important. And Richard Branson is famous for saying, Sir Richard Branson's famous for saying, complexity is your enemy. Any fool can make something complicated. It is hard to keep things simple. So simplicity matters because of how it translates to other people. The other reason why simplicity is important and why you must master it comes from another of my favorite quotes, this one by Albert Einstein, where he said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. And that is because forcing yourself to be able to distill things down to their core essence, to make things easy to communicate and to understand, actually requires you to do the hard work of really drilling down into what it is that you are actually saying, what it is the message you are trying to share. What is the information and how is that best presented? It forces you to do the work. So by having a standard of, I have something to communicate, but I have to keep it simple, it forces you to make sure you perfectly understand it so that you can communicate it in a way that is simple. It's one of the reasons why the acronym KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid, is so apt. Because it's kind of saying, if you keep it simple, you've got to do the work to work out what simple looks like. But then actually your audience is going to love you for it. So if you want to get somebody to listen, be the one that is always understandable. Be the one who presents information in a way that is easy to digest, so that they can put their focus on the knowledge that you are sharing, the information that you are giving, rather than they're putting their effort into trying to work out what it is you are actually trying to say in the first place. Because remember, as Daniel Kahneman told us, human brains are basically lazy. Laziness is built deep into our nature, he said. So don't require your audience, the people you're communicating with, to have to work just to understand what you are saying. So that is why simplicity matters. It will build your credibility if you are seen as somebody who is able to communicate important, even complex ideas, but do so in a way that is accessible and easy to take in. So what then is simplicity? If we understand why it's important, what then is simplicity? Well, the way I look at it is that simplicity basically has the quality that it is easy to understand because it is plain and uncomplicated in its language, use of words, use of language. Easy to understand because it's uncomplicated. And easy, simple rather, or simple is not the same as simplified. Okay, so both have their function, but simplicity is really about clarity. Okay, clarity, addressing all the issues, but you do so in a way that is easy to understand. Simplification, right? So simple versus simplified. Simplification is where you strip out all complexity and distill something down to a very kind of light version of what the totality of the issue is. That is just as important. Sometimes it's important to be able to do that. But that is simplification. It basically says there's something complex. I'm not going to talk about any of the complexities. I'm just going to give you the essence, the core, and in a sense, ignore or take out all the complexities. Simplicity says, I'm going to explain all these complexities, but I'm going to do it in a way that is easy to understand. So it's two different approaches, just as important as the other. But in this case, we're talking about simplicity, which is clarity, which is being easy to understand, being uncomplicated, not shying away from what has to be discussed, what information has to be shared, what message you have to communicate, but doing it in a way that the other person can easily understand. So to give a direct example of what I mean by simplicity versus simplification, let me take something that I say, and you guys will have heard me say this quite often, which is that the highest form of communication is connection. The highest form of communication is connection. And what I mean by that is that above all, what you've got to try and achieve with your communication is to connect with the other person or with your audience. Because it's when you connect with that person that they will be much more open to the ideas, the thoughts, the message that you are trying to share. Whereas if you're not quite connected or you are disconnected, then they will have their defenses up. That skepticism, that hostility, that indifference, whatever it is, however that defense wall kind of manifests itself, that will mean that your message is always hitting against that defense, and sometimes it will get through, but sometimes it won't. Whereas when you have a connection, it's like an open freeway where you can go back and forth with nothing getting in the way. Now that is an example of simplification. Because of course there is much more to communication than just achieving a connection. Much, much more. But that is a simplified message that helps you understand the essence of communication, that that's what you're trying to achieve. Now when it comes to communicating with simplicity on that same topic, that is why you'll find me talk about, yes, you've got to achieve a connection, and the way to achieve that is through what I call the communication super skills, like storytelling, which is one of the most, if not the most effective method of communicating in a way to achieve a connection. Now, I will explain storytelling simply. I talk about the five stages of stories, how you've got to make sure that you take your audience through the stages in order to really connect with them. And I make sure I explain that in a simple way, a way that's easy to understand. So that is the simplicity part. I can get as deep as I want, as long as I do it simply. The simplification is just saying, communication is about connection. And that kind of gives you the essence. So I hope that explains the difference between simplification and simplicity. And why in this case, when we're talking about simplicity, why in this case, it really pays for you to focus on simplicity, to understand what it means, to understand that when you are someone that can communicate simply, you can really have a massive impact. And one of the great examples actually of this, so I'm a bit of a geek for legal trials, so I'll spend hours and hours watching them if I have the time. But I watched the trial of George Floyd. So the trial of Derek Chauvin, who was the murderer of George Floyd, the police officer who killed George Floyd. And I watched the evidence of Dr. Martin Tobin, who was the pulmonologist who gave evidence. And pulmonologist is basically somebody who kind of is an expert in the biomechanics of breathing. And he gave incredibly powerful evidence explaining exactly how human beings breathe, you know, where the air flows and the chest canals and all of those kind of things. But he did so in a way that the jury entirely understood and was gripped by, because he kept it very, very simple, even though he explained all the complexities involved. And I think he was in large part to do with why the jury was able to reach the verdict of guilty that it did, because they fully understood what it meant for Derek Chauvin to kneel on the neck and the chest of George Floyd for so long, and what impact that had on him losing consciousness and eventually dying. So good example of what simplicity is in that instance and generally. So you want to focus on being concise, which just means using only as many words as are necessary to convey the information you need to convey, no fewer, no longer. It's why even things like giving a PowerPoint presentation, you know, I will emphasize, use clean visuals that just perfectly demonstrate in a visual form what you want to say, rather than, you know, you've seen those slides with, you know, bullet points and graphs and charts and lines and just so much information going on that it's just so hard for the human brain to distill that information and be able to understand what it is that the person is trying to say. So keep it simple, easy to understand, easy to digest, plain and uncomplicated in your use of language. That is what simplicity is, especially as compared with simplification, which is useful, but it's kind of stripping out any complexity just to reduce it to its essence. So now that we understand why communicating with simplicity is important, and we understand what simplicity is when it comes to communication, let's now talk about how to actually do it. And in a way, now that you understand what it is, the ways to achieve that should start to reveal themselves. But let's just go through a few. So number one is use plain language. Replace complex words that many people won't understand or know what it means with simple ones that everybody will understand and know what it means. Keep it concise, using no more words that are necessary in order to convey and capture the meaning that you are trying to convey. In this regard, less really is more. The less you say, but that still says everything you want, the more people will understand. Albert Einstein once said, everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler. So you're not really dumbing it down. You're not saying the things that are important, but you are making sure that you don't say more than is needed to convey the information you want. Part of how to do simplicity, I like to think, is actually shorter sentences. So I see this often, especially in writing, but this matters and happens speaking as well. I see people have interminably long sentences where halfway through, you've kind of lost the thread of what they were saying and where they started and where they are actually going. It creates unnecessary ambiguity or confusion simply because you made a sentence or created a sentence that was just too long. So use shorter sentences, ideally with one idea per sentence, because that is easy for the brain to digest and understand. It's the same principle of, as I was saying, about presentations and slides. Use one kind of image per slide with a couple of text, you know, words of text, and keep it clean and keep it simple. So much easier to understand. Analogies are great. Analogies and examples are great ways of using simplicity to explain a complex topic. One of my favorite is actually by Margaret Thatcher, who was trying to explain about the complexities of running the economy. And actually what she said was, look, any woman who understands the problems of running a home will be nearer to understanding the problems of running a country. You know, she really took what would seem like a massively large idea, running an entire country with all of the complexities involved, and use a simple analogy of, well, look, if you are running your own home, you actually pretty much already understand what it takes to run a country. It's just on a smaller scale, but the issues are still the same. So analogies and examples are great ways of making what may be difficult to understand much simpler and easier for people to understand. So think about your subject and think, is there an analogy that I can use that would help everybody get it? I think they sold the movie Aliens as Jaws, but in space, I think was it, right? So it's like, how do you explain Aliens, the movie? And, you know, oh, it's going to be these great aliens coming. So yeah, it's like Jaws, but in space. I think that was the analogy. Things like that. Analogies work really well. Another approach with simplicity is to ask yourself this question and be able to answer it with everything that you are going to say. So what? So ask yourself, when you're saying something, or when you're about to communicate something, when you're planning to communicate something, well, so what? I've said that, so what? Why is that important? Why do I have to say it? How does it move the conversation forward? Or how does it give them a better understanding? Or how does it put them, their mindsets, in the right space to be able to understand what I'm going to say? If it really won't, then don't say it. Say something that will have that impact and effect. It's a very useful way of sense checking what you're about to say so that you are focused on the simple approach to what you're going to say rather than ornate and grandiose statements that actually don't take the meaning much further. So ask yourself, so what, to test whether what you are saying has a purpose. Yet another method is So imagine you had a page of notes of what you were going to say. You take that down to a paragraph and think, okay, if I had to say it just in this, what would I say? And then take that down to a sentence. If I had to say it in this, what would I say? And very often you will find that by doing that exercise, you're able to strip out complexities, things that just make your meaning vaguer rather than clearer. So that's another method. The famous one, of course, is speak as though you were explaining whatever you wanted to say to a 9-year-old or to a 90-year-old or to both, right? Speak as though you're explaining it to a 9-year-old. You know, that's why they say, speak to me like I'm a 9-year-old. Explain this to me like I'm a 9-year-old. I think they say the 5-year-old sometimes, but I prefer 9. 5, I think, is just too young to be able to explain something in a way that isn't too simplistic, right? I say 9-year-old because I actually remember when my kids kind of came to that age, I realized that they were asking questions that were serious questions, and I could no longer get away with simplified answers. I actually had to explain, but I had to use language that they got. or if I'm trying to explain to my dad or my mom about how to use the iPad, right? Which sometimes is a bit, it's like, oh my goodness, this is so hard work. You know, I have to actually speak very clearly and make what I'm saying easy to understand so that they can focus on the message that I'm giving as opposed to being lost in the words that I'm saying. And that, in fact, is also why you've got to avoid jargon. Jargon can be really tempting to use as a, I guess, a shortcut to meaning. If everybody gets it, kind of can be okay. But generally, you should avoid it. In fact, it's David Ogilvy, the kind of famous advertising man, that said, never use jargon words like reconceptualize, demassification, attitudinally, judgmentally. They are the hallmarks of a pretentious ass. He was American, so I put my American accent on. Right. Jargon really does alienate people. First of all, they may not understand what the jargon is. And secondly, it kind of makes you look pretentious. Break it down and say what you actually mean. Break it down and say what you actually mean. And actually, you will get a better response. One of my favorite methods that I find works really well is what is known as the rule of three. So it's basically taking things and chunking them down into sections, and threes work really well. I'm sure there is a study, I haven't yet looked for it, and you know I love my studies, so I'm going to look for an academic paper on this, but there must be a study on why threes work so well in the human kind of psychology. I don't know why it does, but it does. So if you can break your ideas down into chunks of three, we're starting with this. In fact, if I'm looking at, I'm doing it, this is here, right? I've started with why, I've started with gone to what, and then I've gone to how. That's breaking it down into threes. If you can do that, it helps the brain assimilate the information easier. Chunking what you're doing, or you can chunk it in other terms like, I'm going to talk about who we're talking about. Then I'm going to talk about what. Then I'm going to talk about when. Then I'm going to talk about how. I'm going to talk about why. Right? You see, you're breaking it down into sections so that the brain doesn't have to try and compute everything on the subject in one go. You're actually saying, no, listen, we've got a lot to cover, but for now you can just focus on this one part. Put all of your energy into understanding that, and then we'll move on to the next part. And you can see, because I'm kind of giving you a visual idea of what's going on, you can see how we are making progress. And by the time we get on to part five, you will have put it all together. So that's a way of communicating complex information, but in a simple way so that your audience will get it. Emotion is a useful way as well. Communicating emotion, because emotion tends to be binary. You know, you communicate happiness or sadness, communicate excitement versus boredom, communicate anger versus joy, right? It tends to be much clearer and tends to be, in a way, a simpler idea to convey. So if it's important as part of your messaging to use emotion, then communicate that. And the final one that I would say that I always, always encourage you to use is storytelling. So storytelling is the simplest way to communicate information in a way that your audience will easily understand and buy into. And it has the massive advantage of being the most powerful way to achieve a connection, which, as you know, from my definition, is the highest form of communication. Connection is the highest form of communication. So tell stories. Now you will know, because I hope you've been listening to this podcast, that I have done podcast episode on storytelling. I believe that is episode number, let's have a look at my podcast play. Number two. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's episode number two in March 2019. I did that. So that is it. And it's still one of the, I think my best performing episode is the one I did on charisma. I think my second one best is on the one on storytelling. So scroll through the kind of podcast episodes and look for episode 2 and listen to what I say on storytelling. And I write and stuff like that on it. Storytelling is wonderful for communication, especially because it really is simple. It, everybody gets it. Everybody loves to hear stories. Everybody kind of buys into the world of the story, and it allows you to communicate information in a super effective way. So that is kind of my final tip on simplicity. Overall, what you're trying to do is to use plain, easy to understand language, uncomplicated, because then your ideas and your thoughts that you share can be as wonderful and vivid and innovative and complex as you want, because you're not making your audience fight to understand what you're saying. You're just getting them to understand, and then they can decide what they think of what you've made them understand. Don't be complex and verbose and complicated. It may feel good in the moment, like, you know, look how clever I am. But fairly soon, your audience will have forgotten what you said. That laziness bias that Daniel Kahneman talked about will have kicked in, and they will basically tune you out. Because simplicity is far, far more powerful. So there you go. That is the episode on how to communicate with simplicity. I hope you guys found value in it. As always, always, please do leave a review, because I will give you a shout out. I must have about 40 reviews now or something like that. I'll give you a shout out whenever I see your review in the next episode. So feel free to do that. Do book in if you want to speak with me on how to improve your communication skills. I have a coaching group, which people are giving me incredible testimonials on, which I really love. So book in if you need that kind of help. Also free workshops and all that. You'll see the links in the show notes. Which just leaves me to say goodbye to you. As always, I do it in a different language, and I think I have not done it in Thai so far. So I had to look this up. It is Liu Jia Gan. Apologies to all Thai-speaking people across the world if I have butchered that, which I probably have. But that is my attempt to say goodbye in Thai, and I will see you on the next episode.